butterfly, sleep, little butterfly, rest within the safety of a horse.
At least. It is said that they died in their sleep. One might imagine a peaceful state, at least. At least the moment the skies fell on their small bodies and the ground beneath crumbled. At least they were asleep, or at least they were in their beds. Maybe verses of solace were recited just before they drifted off. Maybe lullabies were sung to mask the sound. Or at least they were used to the sound. It was probably background noise to them, white noise, because of their backgrounds, their ground so used to it for most of their short lives. It is said that they died in their sleep. At least it was dark. At least they won't have seen the rockets signed by the senders. At least they won't have seen the signatures. At least it was nighttime, a single airstrike, at least. At least in their last moments, their souls had already left their bodies, to the air of dreams, the unseen land, a place in hiding when eyes are open, at least. At least they were drowsy, or at least not fully awake. At least if they startled, it would have been quick, or at least if slow, they were floating into a dreamy transition to the next world. At least now they're just waiting for a proper burial, at least. At least it's over now, at least for the dead. At least these children don't need to fear the dark. At least not anymore.
As you look at this car and see over 300 bullet holes, as you walk round the car and see the contortions, as you see inside the car and see the crushing, imagine the people in it, fleeing the rockets and the bombs, navigating streets cluttered with rubble and bricks and boulders. Imagine the sounds of fire, the rumble of tanks, the buzz of drones overhead. And in the car, as Hen travelled with her aunt and uncle and cousins, on the way to what they hoped would be a place of safety, as ordered by the Israeli occupation forces. Would they have been silent, filling the air with fear? Or would there have been nervous laughter as the adults tried to calm the children? Or would their fear have gripped them so tight so that they forgot how much they loved each other and argued which way was best? What would have risen in these people's bodies as they saw the tanks ahead of them and sought shelter in the service station?
Don't mention the children.
Don't name.
Don't name
the dead children.
The dead children.
The people must not.
The people
know.
Must not know the names.
The dead children.
The names of the children must.
The names of the children.
The children
must
be hidden.
Nameless.
The children must be.
Must nameless.
Leave this world.
The children
having
must
no names.
Leave this world having
no
names.
No one must know names of
no
the dead children.
Names.
No one must say the names of the dead children.
Say
the names. Must even dream. Must even think.
People must have names.
It would be dangerous.
People must understand that it would be dangerous.
People must be protected from knowing the names of the children.
Protected from
knowing the names.
Spread like
the names of the children.
Spread like
the people would not be safe if they knew the names of the children.
Would not be safe if
they knew the names of the children.
Don't mention the children. Don't name the dead children. The people must not know the names of the dead children. The names of the children must be hidden. The children must be nameless. The children must leave this world having no names. No one must know the names of the dead children. No one must see the names of the dead children. No one must think that the children have names. People must understand that it would be dangerous to know the names of the children. The people must be protected from knowing the names of the children.
Sana, Aisha.
On the 29th of January 2024, 5-year-old Hindra Jab was murdered alongside her aunt, uncle and 15-year-old cousin Leanne in Gaza City. They were attempting to travel south in response to an evacuation order by the Israeli occupation forces. The road was blocked and it appears they stopped in a service station for shelter. At about 2:30 in the afternoon, Palestine Crescent Society Emergency Services took a call from Leanne. She told them how she and Hind were the only two left alive and were surrounded by tanks. She said that the tanks were shooting at them. These were her last words. Palestine Crescent Society dispatchers called back, and this time Hind answered. For the next 3 hours, Palestine Crescent Society staff, intermittently in contact with Hind, tried to get an ambulance a secure route. Eventually, after much anguish and Kafkaesque attempts to contact the Israeli unit responsible for letting ambulances through, they were given the green light, and when they arrived, the ambulance itself was attacked by the Israeli occupation forces, and both crew members, Yusuf Elzino and Ahmed Al-Madoun, were murdered. It is likely that Hind was dead by the time they arrived. Her murder, like all the others, was a deliberate act of violence on a helpless child, possibly done with relish, certainly hatred, reminiscent of the Nazi shootings in the ghettos of Eastern Europe. It was 2 weeks before the Israeli army allowed the bodies to be recovered. The car was found with over 300 bullet holes. It is probable that the ambulance had been hit by an anti-tank shell fired by an Israeli tank. Let us keep their names alive.
Muhammad, Salma, Adnan, Abdul Karim, Abu Mustafa, Sarah, Fathi, Abdul Karim, Al-Farah, Alma, Muhammad, Khalid, Breeze.
Interspersed with singing from the Tudaman Choir, you have heard Abir Amir, award-winning Iraqi poet, reading her poem At Least, an imagining of the journey undertaken by Hind's family, and a track inspired by Michael Rosen's poem Don't Mention the Children, which itself was written after the Israeli Broadcasting Authority banned an advert naming some of the 515 children killed during the 2014 Israeli assault on the Gaza Strip. You have also heard a short resume of the events as they unfolded when Hind and her family were murdered. Information has been drawn from many sources, but in particular forensic architecture investigations. Thank you to Abir Amir and Michael Rosen for their kind permission to use their work. Many thanks to Steve, Janet and others for their invaluable help, and also to the Dudaman singers. Please keep up to date with the Palestine Liberation Movement in Sheffield by going to @SheffieldPSC on Instagram or in your browser bit.ly/PLM events. Thank you for listening.
Little butterfly, sleep.